Luis Fonsi teaming up with Daddy Yankee Despacito on 103.1 Power FM. You're with Jules and Seba on the Power Brekkie Show. And Jules, I've got a mate and he's just got back into the dating game. After about 10 years, he's finally found himself what could potentially be a brand new relationship.
Good.
And he's had a little bit of a rough trot lately because he was dumped by an ex in a pretty savage way, probably one of the worst dumpings I've ever heard of.
What do you mean?
Well,
long ago are we talking?
This is probably about 8-9 years ago.
Okay, so it's scarred him for a while. If this is the first relationship you might be delving into since then.
Yeah, first serious one.
Okay.
He's had a couple of flings in between now and then.
Yeah.
But he was with a girl for around about 3 months and she actually dumped him via answering machine.
Okay, so this was a while ago.
Yeah.
The old answering machine.
Winding back.
Because I don't know anyone that has an answering machine anymore, except for like the voicemail maybe on your phone. That's not what you're talking about, is it?
I'm talking
old school answering machine.
Old school answering machine where you have to press play and I think it gets recorded on one of those little, cassette things.
Of course.
So he was with her for a couple of months and he sort of thought everything was going pretty well.
Yeah.
Didn't speak to her for a couple of days, which was, regular, maybe some things pop up.
Yeah,
sure. Early stage of the relationship.
Makes sense.
Didn't think too much about it. And he got home one day and he was with his whole family and he had a younger sister as well. So they got home and as he did back in the day, he used to check the answering machine
as soon as
he got home. And there was two messages on the machine. The first one was for his dad who was in some sort of business.
Yeah.
And then the second one was the girl leaving a message on the machine letting him know the relationship was over and that they shouldn't be seeing each other anymore.
That's so gutless, isn't it?
I think I'd rather get a text than an answering machine message.
Bit of public humiliation as well in front of your whole family.
That's it. Everyone's crowded around the machine listening to the message and that happens to you.
That's so bad.
That is savage, isn't it?
I've had a friend who she was broken up with, a little bit more modern than the old answering machine, via Facebook. And it wasn't so much of a thing as on like in the old chat box or anything. It was more of, how you got in a relationship with in that part.
Yep.
He had actually just
broken status.
Yeah, he'd actually just changed his relationship status.
What a horrible way to find out.
To single.
you'd probably try and interpret that too.
What? I'm sorry, is this a joke? And he never got back to her.
It was over. That's it.
And they've been going out for a couple of years too, so it was a bit of a shock to the system for her.
How are you supposed to follow that up? Are you supposed to send a message saying, hey, just wondering about your relationship status. Are we still on or is it for real?
I don't know. She was pretty upset for quite a while, actually.
It's heartbreaking to hear these sort of stories, isn't it?
So is. Give us a call, 533-1031. Have you been broken up with in a really bad way? Or you can hit us up on Facebook if you don't want to come forward on the phones.
We'd love to hear from you, 533-1031.